This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a not entirely hypothetical question about the economics of geopolitics. With Ukraine set to get its hands on a $17 billion loan package from the IMF, how might one distribute that money when key parts of one's country might soon not be under one's control? Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on it.
This money is welcome. It's also badly needed.
Ukraine has huge problems.
Philip Swagel is an international economic policy professor at University of Maryland and former IMF economist.
They need to fix their banking system, plug a huge budget deficit, and meanwhile support a population who are losing their jobs and seeing their incomes decline.
What Ukraine doesn't want to do with the money is provoke the bear to the east. Jeff Carter is a political scientist at University of Mississippi.
However they spend this money, they're going to try to make sure they do it in a way that's not going to entice or instigate Russian aggression.
Some of the money will help Ukraine settle a multi-billion dollar gas bill with Russia. Northeastern University political scientist Mitchell Orenstein doesn't expect Ukraine to allocate the money selectively so as to punish the country's pro-Russian areas.
It wouldn't be such a good idea to pay people in one part of the country more than in another part of the country for obvious reasons. Like, you might cause a lot of discontent that way as well.
It's a fateful moment if we want to see an integrated Ukraine survive.
Nicholas Burns is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, now professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says the IMF funds come as Ukraine faces an uncertain future.
If it doesn't have the eastern part of the country, the industrialized part, it loses a lot of the economic clout and wealth of the country. It also leaves itself open to further destabilization by the Russian government.
Which means this new money needs to be spent wisely. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.